feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. The Epiphany basically meant like the coming of the light, the revealing of Christ. And so as we heard in the Gospel, this moment where the wise men come and bow down and worship before Jesus. You know, until then, he's just another kid being born. But suddenly, through this revelation of God, he's revealed. And you can imagine the absolute wonder in Joseph and Mary. They're just struggling to understand what this is all about themselves. And suddenly there's these three people bowing down, offering gifts. The question that would have to be going through all of their minds, including Mary and Joseph, is who is this kid? Who is Jesus? Now that's the same question that we're faced with here. Really, that's the whole reason why you're here. This question, who is Jesus? Now we live in a world where there's enormous confusion around it. You know, I've heard of some people working in high schools around this country where there are kids who believe that Jesus Christ is only a swear word. They don't know of that name meaning anything else apart from that. You know, we live in a world where it's just become so detached from the tradition and the belief. But I actually kind of think that's important for us to step away for a moment from the tradition and from everything that we currently know. Because sometimes we know it a little bit too well. And we actually know it incorrectly. Who is this person? Who is Jesus? Why is he here? It's an important question to ask. I remember years ago in Melbourne, we had this guy drive around to our house one day. And the guys were very hospitable to him. They gave him a cup of tea and, you know, you sat around and talked for ages and we just didn't seem to leave. We didn't seem to have any purpose for being there either. And all the guys started walking around saying, why is he actually here? Is he looking for something? Is he looking for some help? He was just comfortable for about 6 hours to see him in the house. The same question, with Jesus in the world, why is he here? We've actually got to ask that question of ourselves. And really, that's what this feast of the Epiphany is all about. Now, the standard answer amongst most Christians is that Jesus is a good moral teacher. He has come to teach us how to be good and how to get to heaven. Now, that's true to a degree. But if that's your answer, I would challenge it. That shouldn't be your first answer. That Jesus is teaching us how to be good, how to be nice. Christianity is actually not about being nice. Much of that may sound heretical, it may fall apart everything you understand in your faith. Because if you actually strip that idea away, if we looked at that in maybe a slightly cynical way, we could say, well, if Jesus is a good moral teacher, then this is God coming to check up on us to make sure that we're following the rules. Almost like some great divine housing inspector to check on whether you've been paying the rent, whether you've been following all the rules of your lease agreement. God has rented out planet Earth to you under certain conditions bestowed in the Garden of Eden. And it seems you haven't been following your tenancy agreement. And so here comes Jesus as this great housing inspector to check up on you and threaten you with eternal, you know, eviction, being banished into hell. If Jesus is only a moral teacher, then that's basically what we're faced with. And personally, I think that's why most people leave the church. Because they actually get that. The ones who are still in the church haven't quite thought it through enough. I speak to a lot of people, a lot of good Christians, who are actually seriously neurotic. seriously screwed up within themselves, struggling to be good at every moment, and terrified that they're not good enough. And this idea of, maybe I'll get to heaven if I'm good, if I try really hard, if I do enough to pay for all my sins, I'll get to heaven. That's actually going to be heresy. That is not Christianity. That is what this feast day is trying to knock into us. Christianity is actually something very different. This is not Jesus, the housing inspector, checking up on us. This is God offering us the most phenomenal exchange ever. The most amazing gift that has ever been offered in the history of humanity. This revelation of Jesus, God who has become man. Basically what God is saying here is, I'll do you a deal. Your humanity, in all of its weakness, in all of its limitation, in all of its pain, its suffering, all the stuff you hate and you desperately want to get away from, I'll take that. I'll take that upon myself. I will become human. And I'll experience everything you've gone through, even worse. And all the sin, all the violence, all the evil, all the hatred that has ever experienced within humanity, I'll take that as well. Okay, that's my side of the bargain. That's what I will take. And in return, what I will give you is what I've got. You give me what you've got, I'll give you what I've got. And what I've got is divinity. Now you may never have actually thought of this before, but this is the exchange that takes place. This is what Christianity is all about. God gives us His life, His divinity. This is what eternity is. We become eternal because God is eternal. Because we now share in His life. When we talk about being alive in the Holy Spirit, this is the exchange. God gives us His Spirit in exchange for our weak, broken, horrible, sinful spirit. We have got the best deal ever. This is what it means to be alive. Now, every time we come to the Eucharist, we're reminded of this. If you pay attention, during the Eucharist, you notice the priest will take a little bit of water and pour it into the chalice, and he'll mutter something under his breath. And you probably all think it's a bit of a freak talking to himself during the prayer. But what he's actually saying is this profound prayer where he says, by the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who has humbled himself to share in our humanity. This symbol, which is trying to remind us of what Christ is doing, of what Christianity is actually all about. This is grace. This is what St. Paul is talking about in the second reading. This revelation of grace that he has been sent to reveal to us. That it's not about our effort. It's not about me trying to be good. It's about the fact that God has done it for me. It's about the fact that Christ has reached down and loved me and healed me by his love. This is where we come back to life. So I want to challenge you to look at what you think Christianity is. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. You can have the wrong understanding taken away for years. Be aware of what is within you. What are the stereotypes? What are the ideas? What are the beliefs that actually are not true? This burden that we can live under, that I've got to be better, I've got to try harder. God's just like my parents, where I'm never quite good enough. And I'm always afraid of that cunning comment of, you haven't quite reached the mark. We're dealing with something very different. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has brought about this most beautiful, perfect exchange. And it's free. All you have to do is be prepared to hand yourself over. To be able to say, Lord, I want part of this. I want to know something of this new life. I want to know what life is like being carried by the wind of your spirit rather than having to try and trudge in my own strength, in my own effort. So as we go deeper into this mystery, as we look at this revealing of Christ, this revealing of the light, let your hearts be challenged. Open your heart just that little bit and just say to God, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong about what I think about you. I think that's probably our best prayer to go to the Master now. Ask God to prove you wrong about everything you think about Christianity. Everything you think about who Jesus is. Because there is a mystery here which is so far beyond anything you've probably ever heard before. So let's just come into this Mass as we go into the Eucharist now. Be curious. Be hungry. Be questioning to find out what you don't know. To meet the Jesus that you've never met before.